You're listening to an official recording of the New York City Police Department.
New York City is host to all manner of high-profile, large-scale events, and the United Nations General Assembly each September is no exception. The role of the New York City Police Department is to protect over 130 heads of state and foreign dignitaries, in conjunction with the U.S. Secret Service and State Department, as well as keep millions of New Yorkers and visitors to the city moving and safe. Deputy Chief Jay Kopstein helps to oversee the NYPD Emergency Operations Center inside police headquarters.
I've seen many UN General Assemblies, New Year's Eves. I work both incidents at the World Trade Center. I've been here for a while. The planning for the General Assembly begins well in advance. We have within the EOC all of the department units, as well as various local, state, and federal agencies, including the United States military. For example, the FAA will provide the radar picture and the audio of what's happening in the airspace in and around the region. Well, we have all of the heads of state and other dignitaries, their key staff, as well as people who are demonstrating, and people who are going to work on a daily basis who are being moved around, taking different routes. It's our responsibility to protect everybody. Our presence for UNGR, the activation of the EOC, is necessary for an efficient coordination of resources.
The police department accommodates dozens of organized protests, thousands of demonstrators over the course of the assembly, many of them directly across from the 39 stories high UN Secretariat building and hall where the General Assembly convenes.
We are all one calling.
We are all one calling.
Freedom for Iran.
Freedom for Iran.
Freedom for Iran.
And in years when controversial foreign leaders make appearances, the department must take extra precautions. 2009 is no exception, with addresses by Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, among others. Increased presence and activity isn't unusual in the vicinity of the UN, including the East River, where radiation-detecting boats and scuba divers scan adjacent infrastructure and the waterways to preempt any problem. NYPD Harbor Lieutenant David Nelson served as commander for security zones around two heliports, including the one which President Obama would fly in and out of.
We do heightened security patrols around the city. The scuba team will do proactive dives of the Wall Street heliport, the UN, Brooklyn Bridge, tunnel vents, various critical infrastructure. Looking for any type of suspicious devices that might be attached to any seawalls or dock. If you want to be aware of any persons who might pose a threat. And, of course, any vessels transiting through the security zones, make sure that there's no suspicious activity. Primarily through visual patrols with our port partners, the Coast Guard, we can check out vessels. And also, of course, in cooperation with the aviation unit, if they have any vessels of interest or anything that they need us to check out on the waters with them to take care of that.
The department also erects checkpoints and guard booths around the UN and other Manhattan locations. Intelligence officers meet in advance with city hotels to review security measures which protect both guests and major establishments. Any locations where the president and other VIPs will conduct business are secured in advance and appropriately covered by police personnel. Ray Silvis is an intelligence detective assigned to the Threat Incident Prevention Unit.
Preparation is at least a month or two in advance when it comes to the UN General Assembly, especially with a high threat dignitary that will be staying there. So we start with, of course, the security director for the hotel and make sure he's preparing as well as we are to target hardening the hotel. And it's also multi-agency, so it's not just the NYPD. It depends who's coming in, whether State Department or United States Secret Service. They play an intricate role in this whole preparation. Today, I am actually on the Iranian motorcade.
Midtown Manhattan becomes motorcade central, including frozen zones and police escorts by the NYPD Highway and Intelligence Divisions, operating with other special security. And then there's pedestrian and other traffic.
The FDR Drive has been reopened southbound between Houston Street and the Battery Park underpass following some earlier police activity. Still, though, you want to avoid the area around the United Nations due to continuing activities taking place with the General Assembly.
The department deploys extra personnel to help manage traffic every day of the UN General Assembly and works with multiple media outlets which converge on the area to cover it live throughout the week. Specific street closures and other advisories can be found on the NYPD website via nyc.gov. The debates during the General Assembly tend to have the greatest impact on city traffic. That concludes September 30th. For the New York City Police Department, I'm Barbara Chen.
Thank you for listening. This has been an official recording of the New York City Police Department. The NYPD is on iTunes. Search for Inside the NYPD under Podcasts and get both our audio and video editions.